And this news update is being brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms. For the best deals of hunting, farming, and timber properties, call Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms. And good afternoon once again. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting. We'll begin with a couple of local stories here. Where county by county, the effort to make motorists aware they share the road with motorcycles continues. May, as everyone knows, is Motorcycle Awareness Month. As such, Jeremy Bouverette of ABATE, that is American Bikers Aiming Toward Education, has been going county to county seeking commissioner support on Motorcycle Awareness Month and to promote the Look Twice, Save a Life, There's Motorcycles Everywhere effort. Tuscola County commissioners were the first in the Thumb to go on record supporting this effort, and Huron commissioners were the second. Sanilac commissioners were the next to join the effort. As soon as the weather gets warm, motorcyclists are out and about with their machines, which are much smaller than four-wheel vehicles and makes them easy to overlook. Motorcycle Awareness Month is a reminder that four-wheel vehicles versus motorcycle crashes could be avoided with respect and awareness of motorcycles on streets and intersections. A crash occurring last week in front of Ubley Schools has been deemed as improper passing. On May 10th, about 10 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning, the Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to a collision involving two vehicles. According to the report, a 62-year-old woman from Ubley stated that she had activated her right turn signal while turning into her driveway when her vehicle was struck by a 2013 Ford Explorer. Now, the driver of the Explorer, a 34-year-old man from Sandusky, alleged that he believed the Ubley woman was intending to turn left into the school parking lot. Well, he attempted to pass her Buick Lucerne on the right side of the roadway, and that resulted in the collision. The Sandusky man was issued a citation for improper passing by the Huron County Sheriff's Department. And we'll be right back in just a moment on Thumb Broadcasting.
Escape to the beauty of Michigan's countryside with Chris Garza of Whitetail Properties Real Estate in association with Ranch and Farm Auctions, your key to exceptional farming, timber, and hunting land. With over two decades of local expertise, Chris takes pride in finding you the perfect slice of Michigan. At Whitetail Properties, they're more than just real estate. They're a network of over 300 land specialists across 38 states dedicated to turning your investment into prosperity. Their expansive reach means opportunities that capture your heart and are kind to your wallet. Trust, communication, and service are their guiding principles. They go beyond boundaries to determine the true market value of your property, ensuring you're on the path to success. Visit whitetailproperties.com or ranchandfarmauctions.com today to unlock a world of investment opportunities that speak to your dreams. Discover the potential, discover the possibilities with Whitetail Properties Real Estate and Ranch and Farm Auctions. Your journey to property investment starts here.
Well, the solar storm over the weekend caused widespread disruption to GPS and precision farming equipment. That affected farmers all over the country. Television station KFLD highlighted concerns about the potential harvest issues, citing GPS and digital failures. Kevin Kennedy, a Nebraska farmer, lamented how all his tractors came to a standstill during the solar storm, while Dennis Wolf of South Dakota recounted the frustration of witnessing his equipment malfunction, with the tractor seemingly going around in circles and the auto steer failing to function. Michigan AG today reported that an Indiana farmer, Ryan Rippey, faced GPS failures while planting soybeans. So according to 404 Media, John Deere dealerships warned farmers of compromised systems during the solar storm. These harvest complications could lead to crops being planted unevenly or incorrect depths. Despite the challenges, farmers did what farmers do best. They persevered and they adapted to overcome disruptions in the midst of planting season. If you're a farmer in the Thumb area that is facing similar issues, we'd like to hear from you. Send us an email about your story with the solar storm and how it affected you. info@thumbnet.net. That email address, once again, info@thumbnet.net. And we'll look forward to your stories and we'll air them. The sun is not done yet. That is the message from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration as the biggest flare in nearly two decades erupted on the sun yesterday. A NASA spacecraft photographed the bright flash of the X-ray flare, which was classified as a rare and extreme X8.7. It follows a weekend of severe solar storm activity caused by mass ejections of coronal plasma that slammed into Earth. NOAA says the Earth should be out of the line of fire this time. And that is because the flare occurred on the limb of the sun. Military officials say the remains of a 17-year-old soldier from Michigan who was killed in the Korean War back in 1950 have been identified and will be buried in his home state. Yesterday, the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency announced that U.S. Army Private First Class Thomas A. Smith's remains were identified by military scientists who analyzed DNA, dental, and anthropological evidence. The agency said Smith, who was from Grant, Michigan, will be buried in that western Michigan city at a date that is yet to be determined. Smith was 17 years old when he was reported missing in action in August of 1950 when his unit took part in a battle at the southern end of the Korean Peninsula. Let's remember U.S. Private First Class Thomas A. Smith on Memorial Day. Your news update is brought to you by Whitetail Properties, Real Estate of Palms. For the best deals of hunting, farming, and timber properties, call Whitetail Properties, Real Estate of Palms. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, always make sure that you go to thumbnet.net. And we'll be right back as we have an obituary to report today.
And we do have one local obituary to report this afternoon. Maurice Oscar Hagg, age 79, of Gagetown, passed away Sunday, May 12th at McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe. Maurice is survived by his daughter, Andrea, and her husband, John. His stepchildren, Charles, Clyde, Stephen, George, Morley, and Joffrey. Four grandchildren, many step-grandchildren, and his brothers. Per Maurice's wishes, cremation has taken place. Arrangements are being handled by Yingle Mellendorf Funeral Home in Sebring. You can share a memory with Maurice Hagg's family and friends at jmfuneralhome.com. And you can view this and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.
And now Wayne Mahar with your weather.